Now we read from your letters. Mark Ackerman of Ankeny, Iowa, commented on our story about development plans for the historic town of Waterford in the Virginia countryside. He writes, "For several years I have thought that the word development does not fit for types of urban sprawl. Development by developers sounds progressive and forward-thinking. But to many of us, the conversion of land for homes, roads, and strip malls is a huge, unretractable scar that will never heal. How about calling development landscape changing or land conversion?" Steve Yellowhorse heard Tom Goldman's postcard about road signs in Arizona that read, "Nice Indians ahead and nice Indians behind you." Mr. Yellowhorse wrote that those signs belonged to my father, Chief Yellowhorse. He was a Navajo entrepreneur who operated his arts and crafts businesses on the Arizona-New Mexico state line from the 1960s until his death in 1999. He also had two roadside stands on Highway 64 and Highway 89 near the Grand Canyon. He was a genius in business and would put up signs that would bring people in from off the roads just to meet the man who'd bought them up. They were funny and sometimes controversial. I was disturbed to hear that no credit for the signs or even any recognition was given to Chief Yellowhorse from the man who was interviewed. If you'd like to comment on anything you hear on our program, write to us at watc@npr.org. Please give us a daytime phone number and tell us how to pronounce your name.